USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If you remember, Hillary Clinton just a week ago or so told Joe Biden, do not accept the results of the election under any circumstances. But you don't ask her that question. You only ask me the question.
President Trump speaking outside the White House, the president again being asked to clarify his statements regarding accepting the election results. President Trump currently holding a campaign rally in Jacksonville, Florida. Despite concerns of major COVID-19 outbreaks in reopened K-12 school buildings, a new Brown University study suggests a very low risk of transmission among teachers and students who return to in-person instruction. As of September 24th, the data shows a 0.23% confirmed or suspected rate among students, while only 0.51% school staff had confirmed or suspected coronavirus cases. This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Understood. During COVID-19, families have been spending a lot of time together. Many parents are seeing changes in their child's behavior that may be signs of something more. In the U.S., nearly 15 million people have learning and thinking differences, like dyslexia and ADHD, and the symptoms aren't always clear. That's why Understood created Take Note, a new initiative to help families find the support they need. Bob Cunningham, Understood's learning development expert, says,
our simple memory device, Take Note, can help families notice changes, observe patterns, talk to family, and engage trusted resources like pediatricians. We partnered with the American Academy of Pediatrics to help families spot the signs of learning and thinking differences and to get help.
Amanda Morin, Understood's expert in family advocacy and education, says,
as a mother to kids who learn differently, I know it's so important to spot the signs, to listen to our instincts, and take control with resources like Take Note.
Visit u.org/take note.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is still hopeful for a new stimulus package.
We continue to work with Congress on a bipartisan basis to pass a Phase 4 relief package. I believe a targeted package is still needed, and the administration is ready to reach a bipartisan agreement.
Mnuchin testifying before a Republican-led Senate hearing, admitting that those hit hardest by the coronavirus pandemic need more help. Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell also testifying. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says the two officers shot during last night's Breonna Taylor riot in Louisville are improving. The Democratic governor telling MSNBC he spoke with Major Aubrey Gregory and they made a connection talking about their children.
I did talk to a major, one of the law enforcement officers shot last night personally. Actually, he was doing really well, amazingly well, surrounded by his family and friends, and he thought he was going to get to go home.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Vice President Mike Pence hitting the campaign trail on Thursday. The vice president in Wisconsin talking about trade.
Closer to home, I don't have to tell people out in the heartland about the impact of NAFTA. And did you know from the time President Clinton signed NAFTA into law, there were 60,000 factories that closed in the United States. And many of those jobs went south of the border. Many of them went overseas. In all of his years in office and as vice president, Joe Biden never lifted a finger to fix NAFTA or to renegotiate the deal with our neighbors to the north and the south in a way that would put American jobs in the city and on the farm first. But thanks to President Donald Trump, NAFTA is history, and the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement is here to stay, and it's a win for American jobs and American farmers.
President Trump did win Wisconsin in 2016, but is trailing by 6 points to former Vice President Joe Biden. Senators agree there's a need for a new economic rescue package, but that's about it.
Although there have been positive economic signs in recent months, Americans continue to struggle with and feel the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic and still need relief.
Idaho Republican Senator Mike Crapo addressing a hearing today and saying Democrats haven't accepted Republicans' effort to provide such relief. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.